Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... Continue our conversation with Michelle Bredesen of Carlos Creek Winery. In our last episode, Michelle, you were speaking about your events, and I cut you off before you could tell us about your beer event.
Well, we do have our two beer events, so those are more beer-focused. We just started a Minnesota Craft Lager Fest. This year will be its second year. That happens in June, and then we also have our Oktoberfest. So those are two more beer-centric festivals that we do.
Having a property of over 150 acres affords you the ability to have the space to put on live music.
We bring in music from all over Minnesota, so we get a lot of musicians from the Twin Cities. I would say most of our musicians are out of the Twin Cities or Duluth area. We do also have a few more local bands from more around central Minnesota area that come out too, but I would say most of our music that we have on the weekends, we do live music every Friday night in the brewery, and then we do every Saturday during the day and every Saturday night as well. So we have always three different bands playing every single weekend year round.
Looking at the website, carloscreekwinery.com, I see you've got quite a selection. You've got the white, rose, red, fruit, sparkling wine, Minnesota Nice series, your dessert wines. Okay, I'll let you start wherever you want on your wine selection.
Yeah, we make it all. Because we are such a tourism-focused business, we kind of make a little bit of something for everyone. Our main focus from our winemaker is balance. So when he's making a new wine or when we're making any sort of wine, he always is taking balance into perspective. So that's his main focus, which makes for a really good wine of any kind. So if you're a sweet wine drinker, dry wine drinker, rosés, reds, dessert wine, whatever it is, you can always get a balanced wine. Our best-selling wines are the Minnesota Nice wines, which is our hot dish red is our number one seller. It has been since 2009, but that one it's actually an unaged, unoaked, sweeter red. So for those wine drinkers who, you know, they're like, I don't know, I don't really like wine, I don't really like reds. It's a wine that is very approachable and is actually a really good wine to pair with lots of different meals. That one has been a fan favorite for many years. And then our second best-selling wine is our Minnescato, which is a lightly sparkling, semi-sweet white. So it's kind of a play on your typical Moscato, but it's made with Minnesota grapes. So we called it Minnescato.
And when you say he, you're talking about Russ?
Yes, Russ Funk is our head winemaker. He's been the head winemaker since 2006, actually. So prior to my in-laws purchasing the winery. But he really has, you know, grown over the years and has been an amazing asset to what we offer here. He is the soul behind the wine. We have a team of winemakers. So we have Russ, who is our head winemaker. And then we also have Brett, who is our assistant winemaker. And he's been with us since 2013. So we have a lot of years of experience in our winemaking area, which is really nice.
Since purchasing the winery with your husband, I'm sure that there's been a footprint on Carlos Creek Winery. Is there something in particular that you are most proud of?
I'm probably most proud of the customer service aspect that they'll receive. Our team, again, we all have this joy focus. Our number one goal is to ensure that our customers, when they're here, that they, one, find something that they really enjoy to drink. And we don't care what that is. If it's sweet, dry, oaked, unoaked, whatever flavors they like, our staff will help them find what wine of ours will be their new favorite. But not only that, but just seeing people enjoying the space and smiling, and I guess that's what brings the most satisfaction to me. Yeah. One of our big things is details. So just the cleanliness of the space too, that people can expect when you walk in. Our mission is always to make it so that there aren't all of those other things blocking your experience. So, you know, when you see like a table that has a bunch of stuff on it, when you walk into a place, you're like, oh, you know, they must be busy, or like just all of a sudden you get this feeling where you're like, oh, you know, it's crazy here, or they can't find time to clean. So all of those other distractions, we want those to be gone so that you can just focus on the experience that you're about to have and the experience you're having with your friends and family. It's something that you don't notice, but you feel it.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.